Can I ask another question on that point?
Yeah.
But then, why do we have that inherent tendency to control and enjoy?
That is because that is our natural thing. Like you're imitating, you're unnatural for you to do that.
So the actual creating and enjoying is in the spiritual world by serving the Lord.
In your constitutional position, you feel that way within life. In your constitutional position, you don't feel that way. That's why when you're in your constitutional position, you don't feel that you're a creator. You realize that you are the created, and you are not the enjoyer, but you are enjoyed. You are not the Lord, but you are the servant. Repeat your question again. Sure.
If we have these, the full reading, or if we have these tendencies, because the living entity has a tendency to become creator and a tendency to enjoy the material world. Mm. If we have these tendencies, what is wrong if we wish to imitate the Lord, or if we wish to control or enjoy it?
We have the tendency because we are situated in a unnatural position.
Okay.
You see, that is what Maya is. In the spiritual sky, in your constitutional position, you'll never feel that way. But when you feel that way...
Oh, I get it. Tendency is there because we're in illusion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there is no tendency to want to control it.
That.
Okay.
The tendency is illusion.
Okay.
Or the tendency is due to illusion.
I thought it meant that we inherently have this tendency, even in the spiritual world, to control or limit it in general. But that makes sense. Another question is, Srila Prabhupada writes, the complete whole is made up of the five topics of the Gita: Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kaya, and Karma. These five individual subject matters make up the complete whole. And Prabhupada...
Repeat again.
The complete whole is made up of the five topics of the Gita. Five topics, like the subject matters, the Ishvara, the jiva, the material nature, time and karma. Prabhupada says these make up the complete whole. And the complete whole is the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is Krishna. So my question is, I'm speaking in case someone asks me the question, that this means that Krishna is made up of these five. That he's the Supreme Lord, he has the jivas, he has material nature, he has time, and he has karma. These make up the attributes of the Supreme Lord.
Not he has karma, he created karma.
He created karma.
You see, time is his energy, right? And the Lord is himself, his Ishvara.
Yeah.
Jivas are his part and parcel, or marginal energy. Time is his energy. Prakriti is his external energy. And karma is the action-reaction principle he set to bind the living entities in the material nature.
Yes. confusion I had was because it says the complete whole is made up of these five subject matters, but Krishna is complete without even the living entities or the material.
You have to see in what context it was expressed and how Prabhupada said it. Complete world is complete. It's not that. In order to become complete, he needs all this.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to. That's how I interpret it, but I wanted to just.
He doesn't need jivas to be complete. He doesn't need prakriti to be complete. He doesn't need karma to be complete. Okay, I'll put it in this way. The king has his prison house, he has his prisoners, he has his criminals, he has his, all prisoners are criminals, and he has prison sentence.
Yes.
Right? But that doesn't mean that in order to become a king,
yeah,
he needs the prison house and the prisoners and the prison sentence. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
His existence is not dependent upon the existence of the prison house and the condition of the prison house. His existence is
separate,
independent of all that.
Perfect. That's a great example I can use.
Hmm?
That's a perfect example actually, if I can use that. Tackle that.
The king created it, but the king is independent of all that. I was just thinking, you know, Calcutta, you know, like things are so much better in Calcutta, and I mean, or rather, compared to Calcutta, Delhi is so useless. You know? These noodles cost a fortune. They're not at all good noodles. They look nice in nice packaging. And that's why I told Chaitanya Das to send a box of noodles. You know, a big box of noodles.
Sorry, Kumaraji. Maybe you could take the name and then we could look for it.
Mm-hmm.
Take the name of the package.
They all look good.
Just look.
The thing is that they're made by the Chinese, that's the difference. These noodles are probably made by the Sardars. Yeah, go ahead.
The Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha principle, eternity, knowledge, bliss, and complete form. But in the Brahmavadi, they can realize the eternity. So, what does that mean, realizing eternity?
They understand the eternity of the soul. In the perfect state, they recognize or they understand the eternity of the spiritual nature or spiritual being. But they don't understand the variegatedness of that nature and the joy of the existence in that nature.
And that leads me to the second point. Chit means knowledge, So for the Paramatma bodies, what does that mean, that they obtained that knowledge?
That is, see or understand the form of the Lord, but they don't experience the loving exchange with the Lord.
There's no relationship in you. There's no relationship or rasa. They just, they understand that He has a form. They understand that He has a form within their heart.
They can see the form. This is talking about the perfected state. They understand His form. But they don't have any loving exchange.
No relationship, no loving exchange. And then for the Christian devotees, the bliss would mean they have that relationship and love and exchange. And that leads me to the next point, but I think you've answered it. Doesn't Paramatma realization give you a realization that Krishna is a person? Because He's within your heart and you see Him.
Yes, He's a person, but there is no relationship with the person.
So when Narada Muni, when he was a child and he saw the Paramatma within, he didn't have that relationship, he just saw the vision. But I can understand where the Brahma bodies go, they go to the Brahma Jyoti, the devotees go to Vaikuntha, but where do the Paramatma bodies go if they, when they become perfected?
They can go to Vaikuntha, but remain in Shantarash.
That makes sense. They're meditators. They're meditators, they don't have a relationship, they just meditate.
In the practicing stage they meditate, in perfected stage they just see Him face to face. They see Him, His action, activity,